Hello there. My name is Tara Taylor, and I am the owner of Artifacts 302. What's 302, you ask? Well, let me tell you, because I love to talk about it. Artifacts 302 is located in downtown Farmington. It's in the old Farmington Lumber and Hardware building. Farmington Lumber actually was owned by my great-grandfather, and he started that business back in 1908. There's not very many places that you go anymore where a family can say they've been in the same building for 117 years. So that, I think, is very cool right there. I love my family history. I love this town. Farmington Lumber, it closed its doors in 1995. My dad was in politics and decided that he had sort of had enough of the lumberyard. My mom, Bev Taylor, has always been into art. She thought that it would be a great place to turn into studio spaces. Back in the late 70s, she was back east in Virginia, and there was an old torpedo factory that had been converted into artist studio spaces. And there was a lot of studio spaces. And for years and years and years, she would tell my dad, if we ever close the lumberyard, I know what we're going to do with it. So in 95, my dad handed her the keys and the conversion to the studio spaces began. It ran as studio spaces for about 4 years. And we realized that it wasn't helping downtown because the front door wasn't opened. So it was just this big empty building. So my mom came to me in 1999. I was a very young 24 years old and getting ready to be a new mom. And she said, hey, how about we open an art gallery together? And we had no idea what we were doing. But in November of 99, we opened the front door and started out with a very small little gallery in the front of the building. And we had 6 studio spaces. As the years went on, we started taking over more and more of the lumberyard. My dad had this really great shop that we kept kicking him out of pieces and building new walls and adding new gallery space and retail space. He does a lot of the maintenance down there. And the fact that it's 117-year-old, he definitely takes care of a lot. As the years went on, we decided to start adding more and more. In 2015, the next addition happened, and we added a coffee shop and a small bakery. We have a variety of baked goods, and we have a really good coffee. Today, Artifacts 302 is 10,000 square feet. It is amazing. It's somewhere you need to see. It's home to 11 studio spaces now. Each artist has sort of their own style, their own mediums. We have oil painters, acrylic artists. We have an amazing pastel artist. And we've actually just recently added a stained glass artist. We have a beautiful retail space with all kinds of New Mexico-made products. We're home to 11 artists, but we also carry artists from outside of the gallery. We have potters, and each of them make different kinds of things. We have candles, soaps. Right now, we have a variety of Christmas ornaments. We also have the chili store. We focus on New Mexico-made products. We have really great jams and salsas, dry rubs. If you have people out of town who crave that green chili that they can't get anymore because they're in New York City, we have jars of fresh green chili. We have really great seasonings to curb their green chili absence wherever they are. We also carry a large selection of products from Los Poblanos, which is outside of Albuquerque, and they make all kinds of self-care products like lotions and shampoos, bath salts, things like that. Our coffee shop is my baby. I started it in 2017. We have all kinds of pastries and baked goods that we make every day. We have cookies, muffins, danishes, scones. You don't want to miss a Saturday morning. Saturday mornings, we have cinnamon rolls. We call it Cinnamon Roll Saturday. We do those really great, fluffy, traditional cinnamon rolls. But alongside of that, we always do a fun flavor. Some examples of that is like a German chocolate cake cinnamon roll or a carrot cake roll, strawberries and cream, orange cranberry. Those are just some of them that I can think off the top of my head. Our coffee comes from Huckleberry Roasters up in Denver. They're family friends. They have been rated the top roasters in Colorado, and you will know why they are the top rated roaster in Colorado once you come in and try a cup. If you're not a coffee drinker, we have you covered too. We have a variety of teas. We carry a good selection of herbals, blacks, greens. We also just teamed up with a small company out of Santa Fe, and they have a bunch of herbal-based teas with the Navajo tea as their base. One of them has chamayo red chili with orange peel and honey. There's a bizcochito flavor. Right now we have one of his holiday flavors with cranberry and orange and cinnamon. So if you like teas, we have a great selection of those. We have Italian sodas, and we make a really, really good chai. So you'll definitely be able to find what you're looking for. It's such a great place to meet up with friends. It's a huge area. The ceilings are 30 feet tall. It's the interior of the lumberyard. We still have some of the old wood and molding pieces and stuff up there just to show kind of some of its history. It's a great place to have a meeting, smaller meetings around, you know, 8 to 10 people. We can accommodate that really easily. It's a great place to work in the afternoon if you want to study or if you just want to get a good book and come and read. We also have a bunch of different groups that meet there. I have Bible study groups. I have a painting group that meets every Thursday. I have a couple of different knitting groups. There's a group of younger adults that meet every Saturday and play the craziest board games. So we can accommodate all of that. There's plenty of room between tables, so you don't feel like you're sitting next to your neighbor. And it's just a really great spot to come and hang out. Because it's such a great space, the newest sort of addition to Artifacts is we've kind of created an event venue as well. So after hours, after we close, you can rent it out. We can have the coffee shop open if you'd like. A lot of people will just cater dinner. So we rent it after hours. Saturdays is a great time to plan a party. We also rent it out on Sundays. We've done a bunch of fundraisers down there. Weddings, birthday parties. May and June are full of graduation. It really is a great space if your party is going to be less than or around 100 people. The building to me has a lot of family history. It feels like home to me. As a lumberyard, it helped build part of downtown Farmington, and we like to keep that sense of community down there as well. If you're ever in the area, we'd love to see you. There is art walks 4 times a year. And we stay open late for those. They're usually the first Friday of the month. We do them in April, June, October, and on Small Business Saturday. It just makes a fun place to start. You can walk downtown, see all the different artists that are being hosted in the buildings down there. So yeah, if you ever need a place to study, a place to have a party, a place to meet with your colleagues, we have you covered. Stop in and see us. We aren't just another coffee shop. We're not just another little retail business. We're somewhere you really do need to experience. We hope to see you sometime soon.